Yes, exactly. I was looking for the pasuk. I found it. Yeah. No, it's a question. I'm not sure. We have to think about it a little bit. The pasuk says at the end of the Megillah, and it needs to be understood. Yeah, the pasuk at the end of the Megillah. It says, "Lekayim aleihem liyos oisim es abos soyim lechodesh Adar v'zim chamish es bechol shana v'shana." It says that at the end, after all the events, at the very end of the Megillah, after all the events, it says that they decide that Motchen and Esther decided that it is going to be now a yearly Yom Tov on the 14th, the 15th, depending where you are, to a special Yom Tov on Purim. But then it says, "Kayoyim asher nochu bohem ayudim oyvehem," like those days that they end up in a victory against the enemies. And then that's the crucial words I want to focus on. "V'achodesh," and the month asher nepach lohem yogin lesimcha, and in the month which it turned to be from a tragedy to a great happiness, whom Eval for mourning Yom Tov to a day of happiness. Last is oisam to do those days, himemishta v'simcha, days of drinking and happiness. Mishlach monos ishtereu. That's what we learned the mitzvah mishlach monos from Matonis Levyonim. So there's one question which I only noticed this year, but it's just chodesh, and it's over here. V'achodesh asher nepach lohem yogin v'simcha. The month. The month which turned to be Miyogin Lesimcha. It doesn't seem to be accurate. What do you mean a month? There was a great nace that happened. Okay, it was Yud Gimel, which was the Tainis, the Yud Gimel. But then after it was the 14th and 15th, which was the Nisim that happened, and that's why Chachamim, Motchen and Esther decided to make a Yom Tov of Purim. That was on the 14th, or the 15th of Adar. What's got the month got to do with it? But the Pasuk says, the month was a month. It was a month that turned from agony to from tragedy to happiness. The month was a month. It was a day. Oh, that's very interesting. So Eli Tainus that actually it wasn't. It's not true. It's not just one day. Initially, the whole tzara was maybe it's closely the pool that the name Purim comes from. The essential lace. It had to do with the Purim that the girl that fell on the month of Adar said, the month itself has got to do with actual nes. Any other thoughts? Because I think that is 100% right, and I feel that the key is mamash there. It's taka vol in the month. There's something about the month, and indeed, that's what we know. Mishenichnas Adar ma'ab b'simcha. Like we find the Gemara says that Mishenichnas Av mematim b'simcha when it comes to Av. We decrease happiness, so on Adar we increase happiness. So it must be that it's not just there's no such halacha when it comes to Shavuos. There's no such halacha when it comes. It's not seven related. When it's Pesach, it's not Nissan related so much, a little bit, but not so much. When it's something about the actual month. Mishenichnas Adar ma'ab b'simcha, like the Gemara says that when a person has to do a din Torah, he should try to have a din Torah. The court case should be dafke in Adar. Because it's a month that has great mazel. So we see that there's something about intrinsically about the month. So that's why it's the chodesh takash nebach lemi yom simcha. There's something about the whole month. It's not really, it's not found in halacha so much. That's what bothers me a little bit. But we're just in the dirshu here. In halacha we don't find it so much. We don't find, you know, there's a tachanon, and there's no issa tainis and hesped like we find in other halachically. We don't find so much in chodesh of Adar. It's pretty straightforward, pretty standard. But nevertheless, it still seems that there's something about the chodesh shenepach lo yogim simcha. So it could also be that's al pi machshav, and I don't know if that's 100% true. Is that it's probably the yesod of Purim being something about finding the. I'm not sure, but I'm just asking really. I don't have really an answer. What do you think about this? What any thoughts on this? Yeah, is that? Yeah, it's a chodesh shenepach leyogim b'simcha. Chodesh. Yeah. Yeah. It's the build-up of Nisim. A build-up of Nisim over many years, in fact. Yeah, I hear. It's very interesting. Okay, it's something to ponder about. Okay, Rabbi, it's a simon reish tzadi test. Shalecha v'lasis shum alocha kodim shiavdil. We're now learning the alochas of Yisra achila v'shtia before not eating or drinking before Avdol. That's really, really key. because that's going to lead us into the other halachas that was mentioned the other day about benching leading to Avdolah, Burpe HaGofen. We mentioned it. We spoke about it, right? We mentioned it, but let's get clarity there. Okay. Also, lechol shum davar. You're not allowed to eat anything. Don't eat. Don't eat. Oh yeah, fido lishtois yain. Don't even drink wine. Do not eat, and do not drink wine. Oy shamashkin or other drinks. Chutz melam, excluding water, which is permitted. Meshetachshach, when it gets dark. Ad shiavdil, until avdola. So when it gets dark, Motzei Shabbos is kicking in. You may not eat. You may not drink wine or any other beverage. You're not allowed to eat and drink, excluding water, until you do have dollar.
You're not allowed to drink water. Somewhere else.
Yeah.
By what was that? Because of Gehenna, the Mahatma.
Ah, that was by Mincha afternoon. Mincha Shabbos. Yeah, there we had three opinions. And it's not even sure that it applies on Friday afternoon. It could be that it applies on, it's not even sure that it applies on Shabbos afternoon. There was one opinion that says that the whole Issa only applies on Friday. So it's Rebbe Machloikas. And over here, that's, yeah. If a person is actually sitting and eating, he was eating already from long before the Shki, he was eating nice, extended Chalashudas. And then it got dark. He was eating and enjoying himself, and he got dark. He does not need to interrupt. So if you're eating, keep enjoying yourself. Keep going. That's okay. You don't have to interrupt. You can even continue drinking as well. Just keep going. If you started on time, it's fine. Keep going. Relax. However, if you were sitting and drinking, then, so you must interrupt. So don't, you're just drinking, you're having wine, and you're enjoying yourself, chilled, you know, you're enjoying yourself. No, but now it's come nacht, you have to stop. You have to interrupt. Some say that we said that it's permitted, that you have to interrupt. That we said you have to interrupt. When it's certainly dark, some say that no. Actually, if you're mid of eating, what you should do is poires mapa, change the tablecloth, change the mapa, umavdil make avdola v'goy mesudosay and complete your meal. But we pass like the former opinion that if you're eating, you're allowed to eat. If you're drinking, you must stop drinking. The shaila that is needs to be addressed at this point is we're learning now that you're not allowed to eat once it's got dark. What about Shkia? Are you allowed to start eating after Shkia? Yes or no?
No.
Depends. Meaning what? If Shkia, well, Shkia isn't according to nobody Nacht. Shkia depends. I know what you mean. You mean it depends if you go with the first Shkia or the second Shkia, right? And if you go according to the first Shkia, then you're saying that it's already Ben Hashemoshes, then you can't, it's a Sofik Lala Sofik Yom, you can't continue eating. However, if you are, Ha'abinu Tam, you go with the second Nacht and therefore the second Shkia, then the first Shkia is not relevant to you and you can just keep going. That's what you mean. And that's, I hear that? Yeah? Does everybody agree to that? What you are saying really is that if that's your shkia, then you have to just stop eating at that point. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Na'alav, Meshetachshem Chafilu Sofik Chashecho, even if you are Sofik, which is Ben Hashemoshes, which is exactly what Rabbi David says, that after shkia, you're not allowed to start eating after the shkia, but you are right, if you hold of the second shkia, it will be applying then. That from the first shkia, you're not allowed to eat anymore, you're not allowed to start eating. The Mishnah Berurah now says, I have another point to make. When it comes to eating shalashudas, if you failed to eat earlier, you should still start eating after shkia. Rabbi said this is a very interesting psak. Now, whilst it is true that generally Shkia is critical and we don't do mitzvahs anymore after day-related mitzvah after the Shkia, but here the Mishnah Berurah comes and tells us if you didn't do Shalashudas in time for Shkia, You should do that now, after the Shkia. So if a person forgot to wash and have Shalashudas, so it's true, generally, you're not allowed to eat after Shkia. You're not allowed to start eating after Shkia. That's what the Shulchan Aruch telling us. Also Lecha Velishtois, after Safek HaSheicha, after Shkia. But here we're learning that there's actually an exception. If you didn't do Shalashudas, you should still start eating Shalashudas after Shkia. And this is it's an important psak. To fully explain it, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Afir l'shah achila imut." He says, "At chatzis shor kodem at bein tzitzik yichovim." He brings the menu of Rav Avom until half an hour after Nacht. So now, does anybody have a luach here? Just to get at this week's Motzei Shabbos and this week's Ben Hashmashes Shkia. Okay, so Motzei Shabbos is at 6:10. What time is 5:18? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, what comes out, not lechatchila, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, Motzei Shabbos is 6:10. You can eat, you can wash for Shalashudas until half an hour before Motzei Shabbos, which is 6:20. Although that's how many minutes after Shkia? Close to 20 minutes after Shkia.
So if you've got 50 minutes for Shabbos, it's actually...
No, it means half an hour before Tzitzik Yichovim.
Half an hour is 50 minutes before Shabbos, because you've got Tzitzik Shabbos.
Yeah, no, but I don't think he means that. It means that Tzitzik Yichovim that is kept. In other words, I just think it's a very important chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah in Bialocha also goes in great detail about this. And it's Ein Limchos Biadam Yekilim. To fully explain it is a bit of a challenge, because really we know that you can't do, the Mishnah Berurah is very machmir about the Shkia, and you can't really do much after Shkia. You can't start davening mincha after Shkia. But here the Mishnah Berurah holds, if you didn't do Shalashudas before Shkia, you can keep going until half an hour before Nacht.
It's better, you mean it's better?
Definitely better.
But half an hour.
After, once you've passed the half an hour before Nacht, you shouldn't. As Shulchan Aruch says, Osolechol Shum Dova, you're not allowed to, you can still have to drink, but Shalashudas, you can't wash in each other. So that's that. It's certainly not Lechatchila, but yes, B'dievet, that's what one should do. So, if a person is Mr. Shkia, do not say, oh yeah, Mr. Shkia, I'm not gonna wash now, because you're not allowed to. No, don't do that. You should still go for Shalashudas at that point. Pardon? Why the Mishnah Berurah holds like that? Because he holds that the critical point being half an hour, not the kever not being Shalashudas. There's an interesting shaila that in Eretz Yisrael sometimes people are makel to have Nacht a little bit before half an hour. There's makeladin, they are makel like the gone, and they do Motzei Shabbos a little bit before, like 25 minutes after Shkia. So that's interesting. How are you going to work out the half an hour? It is.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, but it's a bit of a shaila. Now the shaila is also, what if a person, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're eating beheta, if you started eating with permission, you can just keep going, continue eating. But drinking, however, if you're drinking, you have to stop now because Shkia is you have to stop eating now. Now I want to ask about, what if you're eating cake? Let's say, never mind Shalashudas. I'm not going to Shalashudas Shalas. Let's say you ate Shalashudas before, you washed and you benched and you ate Shalashudas. But now you started eating cake. You started eating cake before Shkia, and you carry on eating. Do you have to stop now? Because Shulchan Aruch says that when also lechol meshetechshach at sheyavdel, it is an issa. You're not allowed to eat once it's Nacht until you have avdala. So now I want to know, if you're eating cake, does it also mean you're allowed to, or does it drink, or is it like? Is it like drinks that you have to stop, or is it like washing that you're allowed to continue?
It's not suitable, is it?
So he says also? Yeah, the question may...
I'm saying you can't be yours,
I'm not looking to that, Shaila. Let's say it was a summer, and he had Shalashudas already, he benched already, and now suddenly he got hungry again. Now he started eating cake, and now it's gone Nacht. Now he has to... Shkia or Nacht. Let's even say Nacht. Now, does he need to stop eating? Like when he's drinking, he has to stop drinking now, and he has to wait until Avdala. Does he also apply to Mizonis, or is Mizonis like having washed and eating bread that he can just keep going now? So Avodah Hashem is matir. Avodah Hashem says that it's considered like eating. It's considered eating. It goes in the same category of eating, and he says that it's fine. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I heard Avodah Hashem speak in terms of mizonis. Yeah, it's likely that it's okay. It's likely that it's okay, but I'm not for sure. Interesting. Very interesting. Hour. Okay, see, base. They were drinking, and this is going slightly off the point. They were drinking wine. They were having a relaxing post Shalashudas wine preparation for a dog, kind of drinking kind of thing. And they were drinking. And they said, okay, enough already, let's do Havdalah now. If they won't wish now to continue and drink more, they do not need to make a new bracha on the drinks. But some say that you do need to make a bracha. This is really a shaila about being, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is a shaila with regards to, Hesach Hadas, as Mishnah points in Sifkot and Zayin, that one, we know there's a rule that once you're Mesiach Das, you take your mind off the drinking, you have removed yourself from that particular eating or drinking, and now you have to make a new broch on it. It's a bit like saying, okay, I've finished now, and you've completed it. So now you need to make a new brocha. So the question is, we're defining now, is this considered Hesach Hadas or not? If you say, okay, enough already, we're going to bench now. We're going to make brocha achrayinu, we're going to... If you say, boy of enough, let us make Havdalah, is this considered a Hesach Hadas, yes or no? And that's the machlokes on a formal opinion. It's not considered Hesach Hadas, you can just continue drinking without making a renewed brocha. And say, no, you actually do need to make a new brocha. And it seems to be machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin Siv Kotten Ches, it is, we're passing like the first opinion, that you do not need to make a new bracha. See, if Gimel.
So if they're
working with
two Havdalah, would they say,
well, that's Sif Gimel. Let's get to that. Havdil. Okay, if you now, people were drinking wine. They were drinking wine. And they were drinking wine. Now time has come for Havdalah. Let's leave out Ma'ariv for now. Now time has come to, they want to make Havdalah. And they're making Havdalah now. Do you need to make, normally, the first bracha in Havdalah is Hagofen. Do you need to make a new Hagofen or not? That's Siv Gimel's question. Siv Gimel is going to address, if you're mid of drinking wine, do you need to make a new Bope Hagofen or not? That's Siv Gimel tells us. Kshemafsik Havdil, we're interrupting in order to make Havdalah. Hey, noit zorich levorich Bope Hagofen. You do not need to make a new Bope Hagofen. You just made it 5 minutes ago. You're mid of drinking wine. You're having another cup of wine. Okay, so... don't need to make a new bracha on that. Imagine Avdalah without Bope Hagofen. Al Koshel Avdalah. You do not need to make a new bracha on Bope Hagofen on Koshel Avdalah. But yes, Oim Shatzorich, and some say that you do need to. Yeah, if you started, it could be you started long before. You're going through a few bottles, Moshe. You're going through bottles. No, you start a long time before.
But we're not talking about
Yeah. Never mind Shalashuds, yeah, it's nothing to Shalashuds. Just a person who started. He stopped. He took stopped. But now he wants to drink more. He wants to make Havdalah. He's making Havdalah. He stopped and he's making Havdalah.
He stopped, it's
Hefsek. No, not necessarily. Stopping doesn't mean Hefsek. It could be 3 minutes. Hefsek, it just means that he stopped.
Just now.
Yeah, just now. Now he wants to make Havdalah.
This question still applies, though. How's he drinking wine?
He's drinking wine because
he's benched at all, so he's still part of Shasidus. Because we said you can't.
Yeah. He hasn't benched.
He's benched.
Yeah.
Is there a parallel case to when Shabbos comes in and you're in the middle of the
mapping? Yes, we discussed that as well. Similar, very similar indeed. Yes, very nice comparison. Yeah, very similar.
Is there a difference?
So there,
Friday night Kiddush being derisive and Havdalah.
Yes.
Is there a difference?
Yes, so a very good question as to whether. So there, well, it might say we're going to make a Bope Hagofen. But I don't know if the point. Yes, we did. It's definitely a comparison. It's definitely 100%. It's a very nice comparison. But I don't know if the point is that it's the Reis of the Rabbonon, because again, Havdalah itself is a machlokes as to whether it's the Reis of the Rabbonon. But it's definitely a very nice comparison. Yeah. Now, yeah. So therefore, what you're asking, that since we do indeed. It's not a Esach Hadas necessarily, but it's a Hefsek. It's a very long interruption between.
It's
a nice comparison.
It's not shach to that suda. That's why the one who says you should make for a bracha, because it's not shach to that suda.
Can we just see if Dalit is slightly connected to that? Let's see if that's going to answer some of the questions. So a person was eating and it got dark. He was having shalashudas and it was getting dark. Shamanu, that we said earlier, if you're eating shalashudas, you don't have to stop. You can just continue eating. You continue eating. You'll finish off the meal. Okay, we're okay with that. You'll bench as well. Alakois, on a becha. Ve'achkach, and after that, you make a bracha on that. On the becha. And if you have two bechas, you make bechas hamozen alakois, and you make avdolah on a second kois. Okay, Rabbi, so this really leads to the shaila of what exactly you do with, if you bench, so if you had shalashudas, and now you're benching alakois. We know that paskin that you don't need to bench alakos. It's nice, but you don't need to. So now you're benching, but remember that it's already nacht, and you're going to do avdolah in a minute. Question is, how do you go about this Boper Agofen? You are benching, and you want to bench alakos. So you're going to bench, it's like Boper Agofen, and now what? You're going to make avdolah in a minute, you're going to make again Boper Agofen? You drink it, you don't drink it? You drink the first cup, you don't drink the first. What if you only have one cup? What do you do then? You prioritize Boper Agofen of benching, or do you leave it for avdolah? Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says, what the halach is over here. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have two cups, you should indeed do one for benching and one for avdolah. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. If cotton, Yud Aleph. You need to realize, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Aleph, how do you learn about Birkas Hamazon Tu Unakos? What we are addressing now is the opinion that Birkas Hamazon Tu Unakos, that you need to bench Alab Unakos. So, we don't pasken that Tu Unakos, we don't pasken that you need to have a Becha and for wine, but if you want to do it, it's very nice to do it. So what do you do about it? You make a Birkas Hamazon and then what? And then what do you do? Sifkot Yud Beis, you will make a bracha ala kois, Birkas Hamazon ala kois, ve'einoi toyamoi. You make a Boper Agofen, and you will not drink from it. Ki ad acha avdola, until after avdola, kedei shel yifgamenu, in order not to be poigemet, you're not going to blemish it. By drinking, you're going to blemish it. If you got two cups, then you should do twice. Ideally, don't make two kedushas on one cup. And in the initial case, if you only have one cup, then you have no alternative. You can make one bracha. So Rabbi Yisrael, what is Shulchan Aruch says as follows: if you have got two cups, if you've got sufficient wine, so what you should do is you make Boper Agofen, but you will not drink.
How can you do that? You don't say
Boper Agofen. One second. You will not drink. You will make Boper Agofen, and you don't taste it, and then you'll make Havdalah, and you make Boper Agofen again. If you only have one cup, then he says, ideally, you have a problem over here, because you can't make one bracha, shtei kedushas, al kois echot. You can't. So what you should do then, says the Shulchan Aruch, because we pasken that, according to our opinion, Bekes Mazon to an Akois. So Shulchan Aruch says that you should make Taka one bracha, and afterwards you're going to make Havdalah on that.
You mention the kais, then if you're going to say bread per coffin, you're going straight into Havdalah, then you can taste it. But if you've got a steak kais, you wouldn't say bread per coffin on that second, on that first one, because it's a bracha and tzorach.
It's bracha and tzorach.
You're not drinking it.
Yeah,
but you ideally
give it to a couple of candy. Still not us or worse. You wouldn't leave it out.
Mishnah Berurah
points out what you were saying. He said that it indeed, because it is a bit dodgy, so Mishnah Berurah Yudala tells us that I'm skipping the first line, Kol Zeh L'Mishinizah Tomit L'Vorech Al HaKos. This is according to somebody who will always insist on making Boreh Pe'agofen on benching, who's going to bench Al HaKos. Then indeed, he should make a brach on it, because he holds Tuna Kos. Havel L'Mi Shemavorech L'Fom B'Loi Kos. But a person, like most people, who will at times bench without making Boreh Pe'agofen, L'Fisha Soimach Al HaKos, Kim Shesviru L'Udein, that Mosn Be'ekes Mosn Tuna Kos, he holds that, obviously he holds that you don't always need to bench ala kois, so he's not particularly concerned about making a burp often after benching. So also lishto is atom ala kois should be because I'm also cutting half dollar. He should rather don't drink and don't go for it.
He's not allowed to drink it on this case.
Yeah.
Because he needs to take half dollar. I said you bench on the kois, then go say you want to say burp coffee and carry with half dollar, then drink it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But why would you be saying a bread pure coffin or something that you can't drink? I said if there's a mitzvah involved and you need wine like you said about Bruce Miller. But this is not anything to do with that.
You could say half dollars a mitzvah.
No, but I'm saying on benching. I can't drink now. I can't drink at this time until I cut down. The bread pure coffin is for me to drink.
Mutter Lichter ist mehr Kost, Abschuh Kost im Avdolle, der Kost ist besser als ein Schach der Sude. Yeah, so the truth is that you're asking, your question is as follows. According to the opinion that holds Birkas Hamazon Tuna Kois, Mishnah Berurah points out and Sifkot New Dalet, Mutter Lishto is Me'a Kois, Avshu Kodim Avdola, to Kosh Birkas Hamazon Shaykh Lesuda. You are not asking on that opinion, Birkas Hamazon Tuna Kois, because he holds that Birkas Hamazon requires a Kois, he's going to make Boreh Pe'agofen, he's going to drink a little bit, he's going to use the second cup for Avdola. But according to the opinion, if he holds Birkas Hamazon and a Tuna Kois, and you're going to make a bracha and you're going to move on to Avdola, and Mishnah Berurah says clearly, you're not allowed to drink from it at all, so how does that exactly work? What's the mechanics of making a brach without drinking from it? Yeah, it needs to be investigated. Yeah. Good. Rabbi, we learned tonight that one is not allowed to eat or drink wine, or any drink for that matter besides water, when it gets dark, before doing Avdolah. You need to do Avdolah, only then you can eat. It's not only when it gets dark, but the Mishnah Berurah says anytime from Shkia on, you also must not eat. And we must not eat. The exception to that is Shalashudas. Mishnah Berurah says that until half an hour before Nach B'Divad you can start Shalashudas. That's acceptable. And also, very importantly, Shulchan Aruch continues and says if you started eating before Shkia, you can just continue eating however long you need. Not so when it comes to drinking. If you started drinking, you have to interrupt when it gets Mishach HaSheicha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, next point Shulchan Aruch says, if a person says, okay, it's time to do Avdolah, Shulchan Aruch paskens in two opinions as to whether you have to interrupt it's two opinions as to whether you have to now make a new boch if you change your mind and you want to continue drinking now, do you have to make a new boch or not? La'alach we paskens, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you don't need to make a new boch, it's not considered as chadas. So if Gemal taught us about making if your person is drinking lots of wine, and now he's making avdola, does he need to make a new Bo'er Gofen, yes or no? Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that you don't need to make a new avdola, a new Bo'er Gofen, by your avdola, because you just made Bo'er Gofen 5 minutes earlier. And then we learned that if a person is finishing his meal, he should bench, make Bo'er Pei HaGofen if he normally uses a kois, and then do avdola. However, if a person holds bocha because he must ain't a two in a kois, then he should not drink because of his isan. He should keep drink. He should keep his appetite for drinking for after avdola when he's going to be drinking the becha at that time. Okay.